So, Hare Krishna, this will be the last of our lectures, and it is called Humility Part 2. Humility is such an important principle that Lord Krishna teaches it himself to his devotees whenever he sees the devotees are lacking in humility.
Poniznost je jedan tako važan princip da sam Krishna ga podučava svoje bhakte svaki put kada vidi da im ta poniznost nedostaje.
It is said that Krishna himself comes to destroy the pride of his own people. When, for instance, the gopis who danced with Krishna during the Rasa Leela thought themselves to be the most fortunate of all people in the universe, Krishna did not tolerate that his devotees were pride. Even not pride on being devotees. Krishna subsequently disappeared from them. This way taught that his own people should never be proud. Not even have religious pride. Yes. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching humility. For instance, he chose to teach all the so-called sannyasis and scholars a lesson by teaching his main principles through devotees who came from the Shudra community. Remember how Ramananda Roy, who was a Grihastha and a Shudra, a family man, is the main speaker to the Brahmana Pradyumna Mishra.
Sjetite se te činjenice da je Ramananda Roy, koji je inače bio grihasta, znači porodični čovjek, isto tako dolazi u šutra klasi, bio iskorišten to da bude govornik Pradumja Mishri.
Do you remember what is the essence of the Hare Krishna movement?
Sjećate li se šta je to esencija Hare Krishna pokreta?
Yesterday we practiced it.
Jučer smo to praktikovali.
It's of course the Hare Krishna mantra. He taught it through a Muslim. Haridas Thakur. Mandakini, what do you think now? And the highest principle of Braj Bhava, that is love to the highest degree, he taught it through Rupa, who was almost a Muslim.
A tu Braja Bhava, najuzvišeniji oblik ljubavi, je isto tako podučavao kroz osobu koja je bila skoro muslima.
He wanted, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had deep plans, he wanted to show to everyone, don't think you must falsely become great.
I on je to podučavao na sljedeći način, nemojte nikada misliti da možete postati uzvišeni.
Be humble. Do you know when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, started his movement, do you know what he did? He personally served all the devotees. After returning from Gaya, he revealed his heart by saying, I never served the Vaishnavas. He began to iron the washed the clothes and iron the clothes of his devotees. He himself waited for his devotees to come out of the Ganga after their bath and then gave them tilak to mark their bodies with. My dear Lord, my dear devotees, serving the devotees is something which even God does. Do you know what is Krishna's opinion about his ability to give blessings? Do you know what Krishna thinks from where he has this power that he can just say, I bless Ojashvi to become a highly advanced soul, and then Ojashvi is immediately there on the highest levels of Krishna consciousness? Krishna says, I get my power to give blessings to anyone from the dust which I collect from the feet of my devotees. I go behind my devotees. I get their dust on my body. And with the dust I get the strength to bless. My dear devotees, I want to invite you to make the humility test. You can check your own humility by asking four questions to yourself. First question. Do I honestly believe that I'm lower than the straw in the street? Or do I think I'm also something very valuable? Can I be tolerant? Or do I always want that things go my way? And in the same category, can I forgive others for their small or big offenses towards me? Third question. How eager am I to be respected? And the fourth question, how eager am I really to praise others? The great devotees are usually truly humble. Krishna Das Kaviraj, who wrote the main work about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, I am actually lower than the worm. When someone says Krishna Das Kaviraj, he loses all his piety. I have wrong information and am ill advised. My path is slippery and I always slip. I need the walking stick of the mercy of the devotees. What do you think when you hear all this? Once he said, someone asked him, how are you? He said, I have boils of envy. This is my disease. I think when we hear this, we become humble or humbled. Yes. When we hear how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when someone gave him obeisances, he went on his knees and returned the obeisances.
Jednom kada jedna osoba odala poštovanje Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakuru, on je odmah isto se spustio na koljena i uzvratio ta te.
When someone said and gave the obeisances to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would say, "Das hoß mi, I'm your servant."
I kada mu neko odao poštovanje, on bi uzvratio s rečima, "Das hoß mi, ja sam tvoj sluga."
Srila Prabhupada's humility also is very breathtaking. When people would praise him, he would say, whatever credit I have is due to the mercy of my spiritual master. Sometimes people wrote him letters saying, we read your books, they are wonderful, and now we are also walking on the path of devotion. Prabhupada said, I did not write these books, these are Krishna's books. Devotees have said this summer camp is very nice. I have spoken with a few devotees who said, I organized the camp. Because it is our nature to take credit for something which we did not do. Do you sometimes find this nature in yourself? Something went good and you think, the secret information is I was the one who did it. And something went bad, we say, we had nothing to do with this. It was the plan of the other person, not myself. How can we understand that these great devotees want, whenever something went good and they get the credit, they say, I have nothing to do with this? The answer is that pride is the main cause for fall down in our spiritual life. Pride is therefore compared with the stool of a boar. It is totally unwanted. I do not know, but there are actually different categories of stool. I do not know if you know. And the most abominable category of stool is called double stool. Those who are in India from have visited India know what I'm referring to. You sit peacefully. After some time, you hear them. The pigs are coming. They want what you absolutely do not want. And sometimes they cannot even wait until you have left the place.
Oni se...
Please, this is a very important educational information. The devotees don't know about these things. Yes. And they eat it. And then they produce their particular stool. It's double stool. Now, amongst the pigs, there is a particular uncivilized kind of pig, which is the boar. He is the most uncultured pig. And his production is the most ugly production. Nityananda Kari, you are losing your self-composure. Yes. So it is said, someone who is after fame, he is he is after wild boar production or wild boar stool.
Rečeno je da osoba koja žudi za slavom, ona nalikuje osobi koja žudi za izmetom od vepra.
For the materialist, this kind of production is extremely interesting.
Za jednog materialistu takav oblik proizvoda je jako privlačan.
When they say I want fame,
kada oni kažu ja želim slavu,
they say I want double stool.
Oni u stvari govore ja želim dupli izmet.
I'm sorry to educate you, but you cannot know these details. Yes. For a devotee, fame is a great disturbance, not something which he wants to have.
But
once Krishnadas Kaviraj asked Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Lokanath Goswami for their blessings to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. Both of the Goswamis, Gopal Bhatta and Lokanath Goswami, knew that this would be the book on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for eternity.
I Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Lokanath Goswami su znali da će to biti knjiga o Chaitanya Mahaprabhu koja trebala da traje za vječnost.
Imagine, wouldn't you like to be in such a book?
I zamislite, da li biste vi možda željeli da budete u jednoj takvoj knjizi?
Next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Odmah uz Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Lokanath Goswami said, we bless you to write the book under one single condition. Our condition is that you do not mention our names in this book. They didn't want to become famous. They thought it is bad for our bhakti. Can you understand this? They know that the desire for name and fame is really dangerous for the spiritual devotee.
Oni su znali da je ta ime i slava da su jako opasni za jednu faktu.
You are most protected when you can be humble.
Vi ste stvari pod najvećom zaštitom kada možete biti ponizni.
It's very difficult to have bhakti when you imagine yourself to be a great devotee.
Veoma je teško zadržati bhakti ako mislite za sebe da ste veliki bhakta.
It's almost impossible.
To je skoro pa nemoguće.
That's why they don't want fame. When I was in Serbia, the friend of Madhva Muni gave me an article on Sveti Savac. And there I found a very interesting contribution for my seminar from Christianity.
I tu sam pronašao jedan jako interesantan doprinos za moj seminar iz kršćanske tradicije.
It says there, whoever want to be the first.
I tu je rečeno, onaj kogod želi da bude prvi.
Let him be the last of all.
Dajte mu da bude posljednji od sviju.
And a servant to everyone.
I sluga sviju.
Then he can go in the kingdom of God.
I onda on može da ide u Božje kraljestvo.
So before the kingdom of God there is a queue of self-realized souls who always run back to be the last one, not to be the first one.
I prije nego što se ode u to Božje kraljestvo, uvijek postoji jedan broj prosvjetljenih duša koje uvijek trče za tim da budu posljednji, a ne prvi.
The Sufis also have a lot of teachings of humility. Now, I have to be a little short here, so I can't go through all. I wanted to tell you the Sufis, but it takes too long. I want to read to you a prayer for humility.
Htio sam nešto reći još o Sufi, ali prvo sam reći jednu molitvu za poniznost.
O Gurudev!
O Gurudev!
O spiritual master!
O duhovni učitelju!
Please give this servant just one drop of your mercy.
Molim te, daj ovome slugi samo jednu kap milosti.
Make me genuinely feel lower than a blade of grass.
Daj mi da sasvim iskreno se osjećam nižim od travke.
Give me all help.
Daj mi svu pomoć.
Please give me the strength to stay equal-minded in all circumstances.
Molim te, daj mi snagu da budem jednakog uma u svim okolnostima.
And help me to become free from the desire to be worshipped by others.
I pomozi mi da postanem oslobođen od želje da dobijem obožavanje drugih ljudi.
The example through which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the principle of humility is, or the devotee through which he taught this, is Sanatan Goswami.
I bhakta kroz kojeg je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu odlučio da poučava ovaj princip je bio Sanatan Goswami.
It's very nice to hear his story.
I vama lijepo čuti
ovo. Sanatan had once come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. He had gone through the forest of Yarikanda and on his way he had drunk bad water. And as a result he had developed this weeping sauce through which pus was oozing out.
I zbog toga na koži svoje dobio te čirove kroz koje se cijedio gnoj.
His body became so absolutely ugly by all these sores.
I zbog toga njegovo tijelo je postalo jako odvratno.
That he became despondent. I cannot serve my Lord with this body.
I onda je tako mislio, sa ovim tijelom ne mogu da služim gospodina.
Better I kill myself when there is the Ratha Yatra festival and throw myself, by throwing myself before the turning wheels.
Bolje da se ubijem kada bude Ratha Yatra pa da se bacim ispred tih
kočija. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew what was in the mind of Sanatan and one day confronted him.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je znao šta se nalazi u umu Sanatana Goswamija i jednog dana mu se suprotstavio.
You are a thief.
Ti si lopa.
You want to steal property which is not your own.
Želiš da ukradeš tu imovinu koja nije tvoja.
Don't, you have given your body to me, it's my body now.
I to tvoje tijelo si dao meni, sad je to moje tijelo.
And I have many things to do through your body, praised Sanatan, and his body became slimy.
I on je svaki dan je bilio Sanatan Goswamija i nakon toga njegovo tijelo je postalo.
And every day Sanatana Goswami became more despondent, because not only had did he think my body is of no use, he even thought, well, my body makes the body of God dirty. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to test Sanatana Goswami and show the world what is real humility. May I ask you quickly, who of you has been in Jagannath Puri, please? Oh, so our Serbian devotees are pilgrims. This is very nice to see. Who of you has been to the Tota Gopinath temple, please? Who of you has been to Yameshwara, please? I am the best pilgrim in this room. I think you all have been to Yameshwara. It's when you come to Tota Gopinath and you leave Tota Gopinath and you want to go back to the temple, the main temple, the, you know, Jagannath Mandir, then you go by a temple which is a Shiva temple, right? And it is how do you say? It's almost, there's a huge Grube, wie sagt man Grube in Englisch? Gruba. Yeah, and the hole, a big hole, yes. And there is a beautiful temple. So you come and then you look down and you see the temple. Have you this temple you have seen? It must be.
Onda tu prolazite pored nekog šivinog hrama i tu se nalazi neka velika rupa u kojoj se nalazi taj hram. Kada se nagnete možete ga vidjeti.
No?
Je li bio neko tu?
Some of you have, yes. Yameshwaram is the name of Lord Shiva, meaning the Lord of Yamaraj, the Lord of Death. And there Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was and called for Sanatana.
Yameshwara je ime gospodina Šive, koje znači gospodar Yamaraja, i tu se u stvari pojavio gospodin Chaitanya.
A messenger came to Sanatana and said, the Lord wants to give you his noon prasadam.
Tu se nalazi Sanatana Goswami, koji je onda došao glasnik, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, i rekao je, gospodin te zove, želi da ti da tvoje podzemni prasadam.
Come quick!
Brzo dođi.
There are now two ways to go to Yameshwara. One is passing, this is a short and shady way, it passes through the entrance of the Jagannath Mandir. And the second is the hot way, you have to go on the hot beach.
A drugi put je duži i topli put, zato što morate da idete preko te tople plaže.
It was about this time of the year, the hot time.
Bilo je otprilike ovo doba godine kada je vrijeme jako toplo.
To go over the beach at this time meant to go with your bare foot on the glowing hot sand.
I prelaziti preko plaže u ovo doba godine je značilo ići bosnim stopalama.
Sanatana Goswami went over the beach. He was so ecstatic that he didn't feel the blisters. I can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and eat his prasadam. When he arrived, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took already his rest.
I kada je stigao, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se već odmara.
But Govinda served him the prasadam. Govinda is the personal servant of Mahaprabhu. Later, the Lord asked Sanatana to come to him. Sanatana was in ecstasy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him and said, "Which way did you come?" The shady way? By the Jagannath Mandir? Sanatana Goswami didn't know what the Lord had in mind, and he said, was surprised. Why does he want to have almost a tourist travel information?
Sanatana Goswami nije znao šta je bilo na umu gospodina i onda je bio malo iznenađen zašto mu trebaju te turističke informacije.
He said, no, I came by the beach path.
Ne, ja sam došao preko plaže.
Why?
Said,
well, you know, I'm very low born. There are so many servants of Lord Jagannath who's wonderful coming in and out the temple, and I didn't want to disturb them by passing by this way.
Znaš, ima jako puno divnih bhakta gospodina Jagannatha koji ulaze i izlaze iz hrama i nisam želio da ih uznemirim time što ću proći tu.
What if they would touch my body, which is so, you know, with pus and all?
I šta ako dotaknu moje tijelo koje je prepuno gnoja?
They would have to take a shower.
Trebalo bi da se kupe.
What if they would see me?
A šta ako me vide?
I'm always so mental.
Uvijek sam tako mentalan.
They would have to take a shower. Sanatana, said Mahaprabhu, your humility is breaking my heart. You are the best of my devotees who incorporates humility. Although you are the deliverer of the whole universe, you are not proud. Even the devatas are delivered.
Čak i devate su izbavljeni.
You always keep to Vaishnav etiquette to be humble.
I ti se uvijek držiš Vaishnavske etikete da budeš ponizan.
My dear Sanatan, come in my arms, and he embraced him another time.
Moj dragi Sanatan, dođi mi u zagrlje i onda ga je opet zagrlje.
Sanatan cried in bliss.
A Sanatan je plakao u zanosu.
My Lord, do not touch me. I am a person from this world.
Ja sam ova osoba sa ovog svijeta.
Lord, and I'm dirty. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu released Sanatana from his embrace.
I gospodin Chaitanya je pustio Sanatana Goswamija iz zagrlja.
And then he immediately embraced him again. And by that second embrace, all the disease was gone.
Oh, Krishna.
He said, Sanatan, I am a sannyasi. If I would make distinction between good and bad bodies, I would not be a sannyasi. I wanted to show, by giving you the disease, how humble a devotee is. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught humility. My dear devotees, I want to draw the conclusion now. Are there some of you who want to become Krishna conscious? I just wanted to ask. Oh, I'm surprised. Do you know what is the Siddha Pranali for you? Siddha Pranali is usually a mantra which brings perfection. A mantra which will bring you to your spiritual perfection and show your identity in Goloka Dham. The mantra is Trinada Pisunichena Tarora Pisahishnuna Amanina Manadena Ketaniya Sadahadihi. When you can truly live this verse, Krishna will personally come and bring you to Goloka Vrindavan. My recommendation to all of you who went through this seminar is live by the Trinada Pishloka. Put the 4 points on a piece of paper. Or do like this. Some of you are into decorations. Like I think Draupadi is also here. She can teach you about this. You get a golden chain if you want, and you write this mantra on a piece of metal around your neck.
I ako se volite ukrašavati, onda možete da uzmete jedan zlatni lančić i neki komad metala na kojem možete ugravirati ovaj stih i nositi
yes.
To oko vrata.
Yes, gravirati, and then it is very much always with you.
I onda će on biti uvijek sa vama.
Krishna das Kaviraj said we should actually do this.
I Krishna das Kaviraj je rekao da smo mi to zaista trebali.
We should tie this mantra around our neck and wear it with pride. Be more humbler than a straw in the street. I have done this for many years. I had always this decoration. But then I found out it's not enough to wear it around a string on your neck. You must wear it in your heart. Live by these 4 points and see how your whole life will change. I know sometimes we think, oh, when we are humble, others will take advantage out of us. We think if we are pride, or at least acting as if we are pride, we can better manipulate the world around us and we have our peace from the other Nitkovs. But please know, yes, you may rise high by material manipulations. But as far as spirituality is concerned, you will always fall from the pride position. Yes, you may rise high. Like in the magical Samsara bus, there was this Mrs. Novich, what was her name? Lubica. Mrs. Lubica. And she said like this and said, talent is the main thing in my life. Yes, she had risen high. But you will always fall from that position. The high position of pride is you will always, you may balance a little bit on that mountain, but you will boom, fall down for sure. By the force of gravitation, it's natural that you fall.
Ali kada se podnijete tu planinu ponosa i onda možete neko vrijeme da balansirate na vrhu, ali uvijek ćete pasti dole zato što je to prirodno zbog svoje gravitacije.
Krishna is known as Patita Pavana, the rescuer of the fallen.
Krishna je poznat kao Patita Pavana, onaj koji izbavlja pale.
Krishna is not known as the savior of the pride. What is the Sanskrit word for pride? I believe Damba. Huh? Krishna is not known as Damba Pavana, but as Patita Pavana. So if a devotee feels genuinely humble, knowing that he is a very small part of Krishna, and whatever he has is due to his own mercy and talent, but due to Krishna's mercy, then Krishna comes running to help such a devotee.
Onda Krishna dolazi trčeći do tog bhakti da mu pomogne.
Whenever Krishna sees someone who is pride,
i kad god Krishna vidi nekoga koji je ponosan,
he runs away from such a person.
On odmah trči dalje od te osobe.
Like you run away from the wild boar production.
Baš kao što trčite dalje od produkta divljeg vetra.
Divli. Vepa. Divli Vepa. Sounds already quite dangerous. Yeah. Yes. This becoming humble is really our only solution. Because only when you chant in humility can you actually chant.
Zato što jedino ako mantrate sa poniznošću, onda možete zaista mantrati.
And to chant is the only way to control our restless mind.
Da mantramo, to je jedini način da kontrolišemo svoj nemirni um.
So, Hare Krishna, I have come to the end.
Hare Krishna, došao sam do kraja.
You can again breathe normally. I want to thank you very much for hearing this kind seminar. I was greatly inspired in the seminar by a lecture series of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj.
I za ovaj seminar sam bio jako inspirisan sa serijom predavanja od Svetosti Radhanath Maharaja.
And it became clear to myself that yes, Mahaprabhu has taught these four principles, and it is time for me to think deeply about them and apply them to my own life. And whenever I become convinced of something, I make a seminar out of it. So, let us repeat again the four qualities, please. The first was simplicity. What means simplicity? What, Ogi? To think less.
Ne mislimo o sebi kao nižima, nego da mislimo manje o samom sebi.
Yes, but more, it means no duplicity.
I još više to znači bez dvoličnosti.
Willing to give up all pretension.
Da odustanemo od bilo kakvog pretvaranja.
And become uncomplicated.
I da postanemo nekomplikovani.
Like most of the Matajis are.
Kao što je većina Matajis.
Hare Krishna, I'm very sorry, please forgive me, it was not my intention. A demon put these words in my mouth. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry. I should really stop speaking. I didn't want to say this. Men are also sometimes very complicated. Please excuse me, I said the wrong words, really. The second principle was mind and sense control. Who was our example? Ramananda Rai. The third principle was tolerance and forbearance. And who was our star here? Haridas. Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. I think if there was any good in this seminar, it was this chant. The last principle was, now it's easy, humility. And who was our example? Sanatana Goswami. Yes. Thank you very, very much. Let me now, I heard that most of the devotees have left, but I see everyone is still there. Maybe this is wishful thinking. You must agree, this Krishna consciousness is simply wonderful. And it is deep, and it goes deeper, and it goes deeper, and it never stops. Please never stop to go deeper, and then you will go higher. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi go nitai ki, Si Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Patita pavana ki, Go premanandi, Jede sirare. Hare Krishna. Vishnu, please save me from pride.